Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it time that these, I guess, guys on the Kings roster adapted to Domas? Or is it time that Domas adapted to everyone else on the roster now?
I think he should adapt to everyone else.
Because I don't know that playing through Domas is... like Kevin Herter and those guys aren't here. I don't know if you can necessarily play that way and be the most successful.
I agree. These are some of the things we had talked about earlier as well. It's like if somebody has to change their game, be enthusiastic about it for the betterment of the team, I think based on like the skill sets and what these other guys provide, I think it should be Domas. I think Domas's role should change. You still want to get him the basketball. You still want to make sure he scores or whatever. But as far as running things through him, I think those days are gone. I don't think that's what you do. I think
let me play the other side of that argument. Are we positive that those days are over? Can this team with Zach and DeMar and Dennis and Keegan function with Domas being in that same role? Or function at a high level with Domas being in that same role?
I don't know if Dennis can. The other two, I think they can, DeMar and Zach LaVine. I don't know if Dennis can because he's not a great three-point shooter. And he's another guy that if the ball's not in his hands, I'm not sure how he gets those numbers that he got, say, on Sunday. You know what I mean? On a consistent basis. But I do think, based off of rebounds, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds going coast-to-coast leading the break, I do think there's ways that Domas should be able to be effective without running the offense through him. And to your point, though, it still is early. He just came back two games ago, so maybe he's working himself back. But if somebody had to take a little bit of a back seat, I'd give it some time to try and see how things play out for a little bit. But my first thought is it would be Domas.
I think you're right.
I wonder how successful that is for everyone, though.
That's kind of what I was just thinking.
Like,
how successful is that for the Kings collectively? Domas and DeMar, Dennis, LaVine, the rest of those guys.
I think it could be extremely successful if he were to buy into it. If he were to buy into it and say, all right, I'm going to be, you know, for lack of a better term, this screen setter, this pick and roll guy, even crazier on the boards than I already am right now. That's my role, a complete finisher. You know, people dump down. I finish, high energy guy, big bruiser. I think it could help out the team a lot. I think it could help the other guys out a lot. That's also one element, especially in the front court, that this team doesn't have. That it could really be beneficial to these guys, but I don't know how accepting Domas might be of something like that.
Hmm. Jill Adds just sent me Nikola Vucevic's stat line from last night. 17, 17, and 9. It caused me to look up, what has he done so far this year? Because this is a 3-0 basketball team. He's probably playing really well. Mm-hmm. He is. 28 points per game, 14 Ooh. Rebounds, 2 assists. I'm sorry, I said that so wrong. I'm so sorry. 28 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists in the first game. Mm-hmm. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists second game. The 17, 17, and 9 I just referenced. That's good for 20 points per game. And he's playing pretty good basketball. 13 rebounds, 4 assists. Those are Domas-like numbers. And there's no LaVine and DeRozan there, and he's playing with Kevin Huerter.
I always like Vooch's game. He obviously has some shortcomings on the defensive end.
Well, since we're here.
Vucevic.
It's still on the board. I mean, if we're gonna mention Vooch, it's gonna get some run the next couple of days.
That's still a classic. But I always liked this game. I know people looked at him, like I said, he's got shortcomings on the defensive end, and I think the Bulls tried to trade him. Once again, the Bulls just can't trade anybody ever because nobody ever wants these players somehow that the Bulls are trying to trade. But I think he's a good ball player. He could help somebody out. One of the differences I see with him and Domas is Domas is a better passer. But Vooch is what we talked about earlier, is just a guy that is a threat to score really at all three levels with the way that he can shoot the basketball. He doesn't handle the ball. He's not a guy that attacks a whole lot, but he's a stretch five. He can hit the three-pointer, and he could hit the mid-range. And then obviously around the basket, he can finish too. So he's a guy that you can run offense through, and he can be a legit triple threat. He can attack, he can pass and create for others, and he can finish for himself. I'm not sure what happened with Domas. Right now, it feels like he's not a triple threat. Like, he doesn't feel like he can finish for himself. Like, when he's the one with the basketball, it doesn't feel like he's a guy that can finish his own move.
It's worth pointing out, too, Vooch played half fish the year with Zach LaVine last year. Mm-hmm. He was pretty good. He's 18 and 10.
Who, Vooch?
Vooch, yeah. Year before, he was 18 and 10. It's not like his numbers came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's a scorer. I know, like I said, people didn't like him because he's not a plus defender or even an average defender in their eyes. But buckets has never been an issue for Big Vooch.
Let's bring in TK, Trista Crick. TK, Bulls are 3-0 to start this young season. I guess Vooch and Kevin Huerter is a dynamic duo out there in Chicago.
Get rid of DeMar LaVine.
I knew that's what you
were going to
say.
And all of a sudden you start winning some games.
Again, he was 18 and 10 last year. Just want to point that
out. And guess what? How many wins did they have?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think 40. They're like a perennial 40-win team. Well, they'll probably win 40 games again.
Didn't they get blasted in the play-in and Zach LaVine wasn't on that team?
Well, I mean, the Chicago Bulls are not a team that you want to just really compare anything to. The Chicago Bulls have many, many issues and will continue to have issues regardless of Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan are on the team.
Are you aware of how Zach LaVine is playing so far this year, or do you just not care? Because I think you would be like a lot of Kings fans who just don't care that he's averaging 31 points per game on 53% from the field.
I've seen some rough fourth quarter moments from Zach LaVine as well.
Yeah, he definitely have had those.
He's all right the other night.
Regardless of what I've always said, it's not that you score buckets or whether they're efficient buckets. It's when you score buckets. And the high leverage moments are not his forte.
That's a fair criticism of Zach. Not a lot.
Well, I guess it turns out basketball isn't Domas's forte anymore then. So I guess we just call it what this
team,
it is.
It's really hard to find bright spots in this team. And I don't even think we've talked about it really, was shooketh by the extension that Keegan Murray got as well. Like that now is a massive amount of money to pay a guy I still have questions about.
To be fair.
Like, Chris Murray might not be that much of a downgrade.
Okay, stop.
Chris stop. Murray.
How much is Keegan Murray getting paid?
150.
Per
right? Year, or 140. 140 or 150. I can't remember.
Ends up being about 28.
Per annual. 28,
huh?
Huh?
Isn't it 28 a year?
28, right?
Yeah.
What is Chris getting paid?
$7.
Like 700,000. Maybe.
Keegan's better. He's,
you can't he's, possibly
he's
believe
better,
that
and
sentence.
He's more accomplished than.
Of course he's better. But is he 30 times better?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, for what he's accomplished in this league, because I have questions about Keegan too, but what he's accomplished in this league, that's about the going rate. Like, he's accomplished as much as Jabari Smith Jr. has. Production
yes,
wise,
that's
and
true. I don't
so
love the Jabari. I don't love the Jabari Smith Jr. contract.
I'm not in disagreement with you, but that's a separate conversation, right? Like if yeah. I'm Keegan's agent and Jabari Smith made this, I need to be around there too, or more.
Yes, or more. I don't know. I don't feel like every year. The one difference is that Jabari started out slow. That's a generous way of putting it. And Keegan Murray started pretty damn great.
Mm-hmm.
And Jabari has gotten better every year, and Keegan has not.
No, he hasn't.
If
but...
Keegan was better right now than he was in his rookie season, in all facets, then $28 million would be completely fair. I thought that this year should be a prove-it year, and then we'll see if you're worth 28. But I don't think you're ever worth 31. If you ball out of your mind, you're not getting probably 31, so why do it now? Because of the fear of losing him?
To be fair to what Tristan's saying, I thought it was the going rate, but I did think it was a little much for Keegan. But it wasn't, I didn't think it was like over the top, out of control, especially considering the situation, especially considering what you're trying to build or whatever. I didn't think it was crazy, but it was more than I expected him to get. And probably would have wanted to give him on my own. If somebody else, we had the conversation like before he signed, like if he got to restrict a free agency and somebody was offering him that, I'd probably match almost anything on my own. I don't know if I would have went there, but I don't think it's the worst contract.
It's not unusual to me. And this is why, like, yeah, it caught me off guard, but it's not unusual for a team to pay a player that money, like as a prove it contract. The rookie extensions are generally, we like this player. We think they're going to be the one question that was answered, in my opinion, I think, is that Scott Perry sees Keegan Murray as a part of this team's future. And it's like, okay, here's what we're looking at. He's not Chet. He's not J.D. He's not these other guys who got the big boy extensions. Mm-hmm. He's a little closer to this number. It's not uncommon for numbers like that to be used on rookie extensions. That contract to me was not that big of a deal. I was surprised when I saw it, but it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, okay, so the fact that we were all like, oh, shows that probably it was a little bit of an overpay.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it was.
Like 24? 25? That's kind of what I was anticipating, especially considering what these rookie extensions / restricted free agency numbers were coming in at, where guys were thinking they were worth X and they were getting 10% less than X.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if Josh Giddey thought he was getting more than 25 per and 100. That's crazy. Like, that was a great contract.
He thought he was getting 30. He thought he was getting 30.
That's his agent's fault.
I told Josh Giddey to his face and his guy from down under. I said, you're not getting 30. Not getting 30. At the little, there was like an Australia party at Summer League. And I was like,
There was an Australia party that you went to?
Yes.
How did you get invited to the Australia party?
There was Americans there. That was where I was.
What made it? I remember the description. I remember you telling us about this party. I remember you telling us about this conversation. I didn't realize it was an Australia party.
Uh-oh.
Well, and apparently she doesn't either. Is there a chick? Did she hit like a pause button? Because she like touched her screen and just froze.
Yeah, I thought she was like refocusing or something.
No, what I was trying to do was the Wi-Fi is a little sketchy in here. So okay. I don't know why, but today maybe it's a storm coming. This is better for me to be on the LTE, better connection this way. So I was trying to get us better connect. Yeah, no, it was an Australia party. So that was what was so fascinating. It was Dyson was in there. It was Josh was in there. It was some others. But then you had no Bulls representation, no Bulls front office people at this party. So you know how they're feeling about them. Mm. But then you had every single main person from the Atlanta Hawks there to show out for Dyson. You're like, well, Dyson's, they care about Dyson. He's getting his money and they love him. And that was when Anzi was there and Bryson Graham was there and they showed out and they stayed the whole party for Dyson. So yeah, I saw Giddey. I'm like, I don't know why you guys think you're going to get 30 million or even close to that number. And you're pouting, you're not going to games, you're not going to be with your team for summer league. Like, this is nonsense. And then that was when he was like, oh yeah, didn't you roast me on TikTok? And I say, yes,
I did. And what was his response? Was he good? Was he cool with it?
He just was like laughing. He was like, well, we'll see, mate. We'll see.
We'll see, mate.
I was like pretty surprised by the whole way that he's very happy-go-lucky guy. He's a very affable dude, very likable. Like, you could just tell him in his face, like, yeah, I called you ugly on TikTok. And he was like, yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's cool. I hear the kids love him.
Oh.
That's on me. That's my bad.
That's on me.
That's my bad.
Oh, man.
Anything surprise you so far this young NBA season?
Oh, VJ Edgecombe. We
were talking about him earlier.
Ooh.
VJ and Maxie are going to basically wipe away all the sins of Daryl Morey. Mm. They will somehow come out clean out of this disaster. They will get off the Joel Embiid contract because someone will need a center. I don't know. Maybe the Warriors or something. They'll trade. Who knows? Draymond and some something. And then you can just, like, use them in the playoffs. I don't know where he'll go, but I think they will look to move on from Embiid. He's already putting up a stink, saying, hey, you're playing me too little minutes. It's like, no, you look washed, okay? You need to be 3 minutes at a time. We don't need you to get into a flow. Anyway, Maxi and VJ have looked excellent. The fact that Dallas, if you would have asked me who is the most boo-boo offense 4 games into the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And like statistically, I would not have said Dallas, but here we are. They are statistically the worst offense in the league. Worse than Brooklyn. Worse than New Orleans. Worse than Sacramento. Worse than a lot of teams. And so every team. And so I was surprised about that. I think I did expect Cooper Flagg to struggle as the ball handler. I just didn't expect everyone else to be so bad and them to be so mid defensively. I'm going to put out a video, top five players that I think should be traded in this young NBA season. And like Anthony Davis now is one of them because if this window was a 3-year window or whatever Nico said, like it's over. The 3 years has passed. Like by the end of this season, the 3 years you were talking about last year.
Time flies.
This year, I guess. And next year, it's over. It's over.
Man.
It's a wrap. Well, you're not winning a championship.
Well, if I'm the Warriors, that's who I'm going after. I'm not going after those Joel Embiid.
That'd be a hell of a
go after Anthony Davis.
Would you give up?
If you're the Mavs, you're saying we want picks. We want to get younger. You can rehab and revive a team pretty fast. Look at, you already got the number one pick this year. Look at the way that San Antonio has done it. They get the one, was it 5 or 4 for Steph Castle? And then they get 2?
Yeah.
4, yeah. So you're, okay. So that's what you need to do.
I love that. No, that's how we do it. You get the number one overall pick with a beyond generational talent in the draft. Then you land the number 2 pick, which no one expected. Land the number, what'd you say, 5 4, pick? Get that one too.
And be right every time.
And that's all you have to do. Yeah. That's it, Kings fans. That is it.
Well, you are.
You really are. You really are a Kings fan. Like, you absolutely 1,000% are a Kings fan because your Zach LaVine hate, your overall disgust for this team and your plan, you sound like a Kings fan right now.
I think I am a Kings fan. I think I roll with the Chatty House.
You do.
It's disgusting. You already had that player.
Who?
And you let him just... Hallie!
Oh.
Well, hold on.
I've blocked it out.
Time out. I want to cut this short right now because I just thought about something. We ain't talked to Trista Crick Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's a great point.
About what the hell has been going on the whole time.
That's a great point.
Trista, the floor is yours. Portland, Oregon. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, no, go ahead. No, hold on. Where'd you go? Hold on. No, go back. That didn't work. That did not work the way I expected. I thought it was going to take me and Kenny out.
The floor is yours. You're out of here.
No, I thought it was going to take me and Kenny out, and it didn't work. None of this is working. Go ahead. Tell us how you feel.
Yo, what happened?
Jesse.
What happened up there, man?
I was there Friday. I got there. Man, it was raining cats and dogs, like really the biggest storm I've seen in a long, long time since I've moved back for sure. It was just pouring. I get there 5 minutes after Tiago Splitter's presser pregame. So I missed that. They said he didn't really say anything. Of course, Ramona was there. Of course, right? Like Scandal. She's in there in the little black all black fit, yep. Like black turtleneck, mm-hmm. doing her thing, like nice red lipstick, really like almost like funeral vibes. And I didn't go to game one because I wasn't feeling well. And so I missed the Timberwolves game. I missed the end of the presser where Chauncey said, you know, we're going to play hard and we're going to let the chips fall where they fall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Oh. Well, that's not good. And so then I get there and I'm like, okay, I haven't got my credential. I'm lost. I'm this. You know, like I hadn't really been season long for Portland at all. The last time I was there covering a game was like 2019. Mm. So I go into the locker room and it's like 10 of us, 10 media people, and no one in the like not a soul besides Rasan. The Cubs guy who used to be in Sacramento. Great dude, by the way.
Yeah,
loving working with Rasan. And he gives me a big hug and he's like, hey. And it's literally just us and him. And there's not a single player in the locker room. They are clearly hiding somewhere. And we're like, and I'm like, is this normal for this team? Like, no, it's not normal for this team. And I'm like, looking over, I see Dame's locker. His phone's just there. His glasses are there. They just knew we were coming. They just dipped, like, immediately. You know, like, when it's like the, like when the lights turn on and you run home.
The vision of like Dame, like, dropping his phone and glasses and just running out of the locker room is hilarious.
So then Caleb Love comes in, and he's like, and they're like, you know, can we talk to Caleb? Can we talk? He's like, I'm late. I got somewhere to be. Like, I gotta go. Like, I'm already behind. And it's like, okay, it's going to be like one of those things. Jeremy comes in, and we're like, well, maybe Jeremy will. Nope, I'm also late. Literally just like, to his point, I'm also got to go. And we're like, okay, this is really bad. The whispers and gossip within the media are to an all-time high. Like, people are being like, he's going to jail. Like, he definitely did it. Mm. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, you could – he got probably leverage. I mean, the gossiping within this situation is, like, I was shocked by, truly. And then Denny comes and sits in, and Denny is like – what's up, guys? Hey, basically, like, come on over. So we just come on over. We're peppering him with questions. He was nice enough to answer pretty much all of them. And I'm thinking to myself, this team is going to have a dark cloud over them the whole time. Oof. This game will show us where this team is at, really. Because also, everyone's like, I'm asking, hey, what do you know about Tiago? What do you know about Tiago? Nothing. He's been here a month. He was in France all last year. We don't know this guy. They don't let us talk to the assistants.
Right.
So no one has any freaking clue what this is about to be. And so they come out sluggish in the first quarter. And I'm like, oh God. Steph's going nuclear already. I'm talking to the people. It's so busy in there. They put like some of the season-long people in the nosebleed, like 200 things, because it's like ESPN, ESPN, ESPN. We got Slater's there, Ramona's there, Ramona's producers there. So, and they're like, sorry, it's not going to be like this. And then all of a sudden, this team's playing at this breakneck speed and literally running our dubs out of the gym. And then afterwards, Tiago comes in and he's like drenched in cold water. And he starts talking and I'm like, oh, I know how beloved Chauncey is. And that's everything everybody keeps saying is like how from top to bottom, no one had a bad word to say. And people are feeling betrayed. Like Jason Quick wrote a whole thing about how betrayed he feels and how people are like, I didn't know this guy as well as I thought I did. Because for a head coach, no one that was in the building had anything negative to say about him before that moment. Now, fans freaking hated him. I saw a Reddit with like thousands of comments being like, I can finally watch this team again. So I didn't realize how externally disliked he was because of all of the allegations. But people don't do, you know. And so then once we got to see Tiago speak about what he wanted to do with the team, how like the only thing he cared about was that there was a smile on these young men's faces again, and how he hasn't seen it in 48 hours. And like, he was like, we knew they were old and they were on the second night of a back-to-back. And I told them, run as fast as you can after every make, after every miss. We are going to play fast and exploit our youth and athleticism. And I was like, I think we might have just upgraded our head coach without knowing it. Mm. And I'm excited about where the team is going to be. I'm going to be going to, I mean, you can't not follow this now the whole way through. So it's going to be a really wild scene to see what comes out of it. And now we'll have obviously a lot more connection and conversations with him. But I think everyone's just starting fresh. I asked everyone, I go, well, I've never been around this team. How are you supposed to get around a team the first time when there's a scandal hanging over it? And the question is, no one could tell me.
Well, there you go.
So I didn't know that people wanted Chauncey out. Did Chauncey just get an extension?
He did. Fans for this that whole last year didn't care that they were on a 10 of 11 games. They're like, this guy needs to be fired.
Mm. Well,
he was hated outside the building. And couldn't be more loved inside the building.
Is Chauncey a good coach?
X's and O's, unclear. In terms of like, the one thing that everyone was saying is that he was the best at making you, he's kind of like what I imagine you guys as PD, Aaron or whatever, brand manager, whatever you guys call him, Aaron is like, in terms of like, makes everyone feel amazing about being on the team. Makes everyone individually feel like there's more for them to do and that they can be more. And like Denny said, he came from Washington and didn't believe in himself really anymore. And that Chauncey gave him back that confidence where he is playing like a different player. Mm-hmm. And Denny said, like, I owe him my career.
2-2 basketball team right now.
2-2. 2-2. They
beat, but it could be 4-0. Could really be 4-0.
They beat
honestly.
That the MVP candidate Austin Reeves last night, who still had 41 last night.
Well,
sheesh. Have we?
Markkanen scored 51 last night.
Yeah, Markkanen.
He did. Yeah, first player since someone that also the young ones, Karl Malone.
Oh, first Jazz player since Karl Malone?
Yeah.
Donovan or
that's
Darren
crazy.
Williams.
Isn't it crazy
that
Donovan Mitchell's never scored 50 for the Jazz? That was an insane.
Yeah. I was even thinking maybe Darren Williams, too, because Darren Williams was that boy.
Donovan didn't score 50 against Jamal in the playoffs?
That's
in
what I
bubble?
Thought, too.
In the bubble, yeah.
It Does that not count? Oh, you know what? That game might not have counted. Was that a playoff game?
It was playoffs.
Was it a playoff game or was it a nothing game?
No, it was playoffs.
Okay.
I don't know what. Yeah. Who came up? No. Yeah, like. Well,
wasn't it like 54 versus 51 or something like that?
Yeah. Now, see, Donovan might not have got to 50. He might have been 48. It might have been Jamal who got to 50.
Okay.
That might have been what happened. Donovan might have had like 48 or something like that. Damn. That's crazy, though. Marketing. The, what, 2-2 Jazz now?
He had two 50-point games in that series.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the hell they're talking
about. He had 57 in game one.
Well, then what are they? Why would they do that? The Jazz social media department, fake news, first Jazz player to score 50. Maybe in the opening week? I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're running opening week. Yeah.
Look it up on social because I can't look without this thing freezing on my phone without me being off screen. But they did. That's what their social people did. There's a lot of caveats you have to like look out for. 57
points.
Thank you for putting the feet to their fire. Their feet to the fire.
Donovan, a bad boy.
From what I see,
what does it say?
This is from StatMuse, and they did put the caveat regular season.
Okay.
So first Jazz player.
Oh, so first regular player in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever.
My thoughts exactly. What do you say? Yeah, 350-point games in that series.
He had 250 in that one series. He scored 71 for Cleveland.
Oh my god! Cleveland won last night, didn't they? Didn't they beat Detroit pretty good?
That was the Amazon
pretty
game.
Good. I don't think it was pretty good.
Oh, when I left, they I thought were it was like 20 four. Or so. Okay.
116.95.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. 116.95. Donovan had 35 last night.
He's averaging, I think, like 35
on 13 of 18.
Woof.
Donovan's got a different cat, right? Because he's so explosive and can score in such a myriad of ways and is so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe Donovan's one of those players you have to specifically build a team for him in order for them to have lengthy postseason success, in my opinion. Hmm. Donovan would be a perfect player to integrate into a blueprint team like the Atlanta Hawks. Like long, athletic, a bunch of defenders. I just don't think him and Darius Garland are ever going to be able to really be that backcourt that has postseason success. I just don't see that.
The good news is they could probably trade Darius Garland rather easily.
You could. They've been talking about it for years.
And get what you need because I like what I've seen so far. Now, obviously, health is always the issue, but I like what I've seen with Lonzo off the bench when he plays with that team. He's a good point guard for him. You could.
What about trading him to Houston?
For Terry Eason?
Tari Eason, and we'll see what you can get.
Yeah. I mean.
Speaking of. Go ahead.
No, that'd be a win-win for both, it feels like.
I agree. That would help Cleveland in a variety of ways. I was just going to make one caveat because I forgot to mention this when we were talking about Tiago Splitter. Tiago Splitter, I did not know until I was doing some research, was credited for developing Alperen Şengün when he was an assistant for 1 year in Houston. Mm. So given that, I'm very excited about the development of Donovan Klingon and Young Hansen, which, by the way, I neglected to even mention. 15 people from China were there.
In the media.
In the waiting for him to do media in Chinese. The woman from PR was like, hey, do you need Young? And I was like, nah, I'm just going to catch a vibe. You know, I just want to see what he says. It was just like, just first day of school vibes. Yeah. And she goes, well, this will be all in Chinese. So if you need him, I can pull it for you, but this, you're probably not going to get much from this.
That's amazing.
Shout out to Mama Crick with the ad-lib, too. I love that.
No, no.
The media.
Shout out to Mama Crick for the pepper jam. Mama Crick sent me and Katie a care package that included, like, pickled vegetables and pepper jam. The pepper jam.
And regular jam.
As a shoot, is the best thing I've ever had.
Wow.
It is incredible. You can do whatever you want with it and make whatever you're eating taste 10 times better.
Wow.
It is absolutely fire.
Is this exclusive, like an Oregon exclusive?
It's a Mama Crick exclusive. She made it.
What do you mean? She made it.
Yeah, nah, that's come on now.
We got a box full of like pickled vegetables and all sorts of stuff that Trista and Katie love. Oh, it is. Oh my God, it's crazy. So good. So good.
Stop adding to this. Do you want to get onto the StreamYard?
Yes.
If you want to get onto the StreamYard, then you can't. They're there every game. They are there literally every game.
Has Mama Crick been sitting there this whole time?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific.
Just listening to the show.
That's terrific.
Listening to
She's just checking in. It keeps her off of YouTube making comments.
She's like, what was that show where you could never see the guy's face?
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement.
Yeah, that's
what Mama Crick is. She's like the neighbor
where you could never see
his face. Did they never show his face? Like
was
even on the
Wilson
last
or Wilson? Thompson?
Was it Wilson?
Wilson. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they never unveiled his face?
I don't know. I can't say I was locked into every episode of Home Improvement.
I watched Home Improvement. I thought that was like a white show.
It was, but it was ABC. ABC like, had young kids.
I watched
like, kind of locked in.
Step by Step too, but
Step by Step was a great show. I love me some Step by Step.
Yeah, but
that's TGI Friday. That's TGI.
That's right. Yeah, that's
Home Improvement
Family
was
Matters.
Like Tuesdays.
Yeah,
but I would still tap in. Back when TV shows meant something.
When there was appointment TV. Did you guys like the NBC and Amazon broadcasts?
Yes. NBC was fire. Amazon was good too. Amazon was good too. I hate going to that.
I missed Amazon's.
Going to the app. I mean, and tonight is the Peacock app.
Yeah.
Right. It's not NBC.
NBC.
It's a good night.
Tonight's NBC.
Oh, tonight's NBC.
Last night was Peacock app.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuesday is NBC and Peacock. You can watch it on either one.
Okay, because tonight's a good lineup. Like
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We've got...
NBC really got good games.
Yeah.
Great matchups. Yeah. They finessed the league to give them like prime time marquee games.
Well, you better give me the best.
What'd you think of the Mike thing? What'd you think of the thing with Jordan?
I am wondering whether he's going to just be finessing us to say nothing at all season long and just sitting in the chair with Mike Tirico, giving us a story that's like not meaningful in any way. And we just nibble it up because we've not got pause.
And then the Jordan stands will just go, see, that's why he's the greatest after every interview where he says nothing.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Like, yeah. And they asked him, like, why now? And he's like, I just want to give back. And it's like, well, you're giving us nothing, bro. You're talking about giving back. And you haven't told us anything about the league. You've shared no current opinion. You just told us that some five-year-old asked you to shoot a free throw at an Airbnb at the Ryder Cup, and you were the most nervous of your life. Sir, that does nothing for me.
Basically, Jordan got punked into shooting a free throw by some white kids.
DK, it was the first hit of the season. It was the first hit of the season. It was 5 minutes. He'll get to the NBA. We've got 7 months.
He will not.
He'll talk
I'm
about the NBA.
I'm telling you this right now.
No, he talked about the NBA.
He's going to breadcrumb us.
He'll talk about
like
the NBA.
He's like a Russian like chat bot that tells you she's coming to visit, and then she just keeps asking you for money.
He's supposed to talk about load management tonight.
That's right. So that's the thing. He's going to talk about load management. Are we sure that's tonight or is it this weekend?
I don't know. Well,
remember this conversation.
I don't think they have any weekend games yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the funny, like, okay, we got to go, but he's going to be in the same position in the same suit. Mike Tirico is going to be wearing the same suit. The same fire is going to be burning. They can't ask him anything because this was filmed God knows how long ago.
That's going to go all the way to the NBA Cup. That interview, that setting, all the way to the NBA Cup.
They're going to ask him the most generic topics. So
what's
tell us about Wemby. Yeah. Thank you, TK. We appreciate you as always.
Mama Crick, we love you, girl.
Thank you, Mama Crick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys. That was a little rough LTE connection there from. Hey, but we got through it.
Coming.
We powered through it. We powered through it. We'll come back. Jason Jones will join us.
Like I told him he didn't have to do this today.
And we'll get back to that topic. We'll have a couple of overreactions. There was a Monday Night Football game last night, so we'll have a couple of overreactions on the way, and we'll bring back the question, what does figuring it out for the Sacramento Kings actually mean? That's all ahead here. We got basketball coming up at 5 o'clock. Your Sacramento Kings are in Oklahoma City tonight. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. For the kids, or Jesse asked what a good Halloween movie for the kids was, and I don't have an answer. We watched Hocus Pocus last night, but they seem to
like
love
it. The movies exist, but they're not very good.
Yeah, Hocus Pocus I enjoyed it because I've seen Katie play that role before. I saw it this weekend, and it's like it made the movie more enjoyable to watch. But I don't. It's a weird movie for kids. Like it's based on like a virgin lighting a candle. Like, that's weird to me.
What?
No, I'm serious. It's like the spirits come back to life if, like, a virgin lights a candle or something like that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, like, no, I don't know.
Like, I was on the couch with the 11-year-old. The 11-year-old, hey, go, what's a virgin? Like, that's a mom question. Kenny already threw me under that bus once.
Yeah, I love how you always find yourself in these spots, too, where you got to explain.
I don't know.
They have some. I'm looking at just a quick Google search. Some of these Halloween movies, the 60 best Halloween movies. We don't have to go through all of them, but Hocus Pocus is on here. They look at Gremlins as a Halloween movie.
I've never seen that.
Gremlins, okay.
The Addams Family.
Okay.
It's a good one.
That's fine.
They have E.T. as a Halloween movie. That's not a Halloween movie.
Really?
It's a weird alien. Yeah.
Toy Story.
I guess maybe it's... Okay.
Toy Story of Terror.
Wait, what? Is it...
Toy Story...
Is that a Toy Story movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So there's that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
They have Coco on here. Coco is not a Halloween.
All right. Now, okay, what are we doing?
Beetlejuice is on here.
Shout out Beetlejuice. That's fine.
Okay, Beetlejuice works.
Beetlejuice. So that's just some of the ones I've seen.
I mean, all Ghostbusters right. feels like a
they
Halloween
They have Ghostbusters
movie.
On here.
It's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, they have Ghostbusters. And then they have Monsters, Inc. That's not a...
Is there a movie, a scary movie that, like, legit scares you?
No.
Like, legit scares me.
Oh, Hotel Transylvania. Yeah, those are.
I won't watch the Conjuring movies. That's a little too real for me. It's like, I'm cool.
Okay. I don't watch modern, like, scary movies.
Like, I watched, what was it? Weapons? It was a recent one. It was with the girl from Ozark.
Was that with the ones that the kids were in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God,
that
no.
one. Have you seen it?
No, I saw the trailer. We watched the trailer one day. That looked crazy.
It's pretty good. It's a little cheesy, but it's pretty good.
Is it?
I don't think it's your guys' bag because it's a little gory, I guess, at some parts, but...
Yeah, there's only one
I want to see.
No movie at, like I ever found scary, but that scene, like the there's a scene from the original Nightmare on Elm Street that if I saw it in the dark, I'd still find it terrifying.
Mm.
And it, like the whole movie, like that movie is more cheesy than it is scary. Like the whole Freddy Krueger character, I take that back. The franchise is cheesy. I don't think part one is cheesy, except the end. The end is really, really bad. But there, you've never seen Nightmare on Elm Street?
Bits and parts. I remember seeing. I don't remember much.
There's a scene near the beginning when Tina, right before they kill Tina, and she's like, as always, she's a white girl in like pajamas, like outside running, and she turns and she looks at Freddy, and she says something like, "Oh God." And Freddy puts the clawed hand to the side to his face and says, "This is God." That scene is terrifying. The next scene is cheesy as hell because Freddy is small. Like you were just talking about Michael Myers. Michael Myers, Jason, they were all like 6'4", 6'5". The actors were huge.
Yeah.
Freddy was like 5'8". And he's like running, flailing his arms, and it looks ridiculous. Yeah. Like it immediately takes the terror out of it. But that one scene where the claws by his face is like, oh my God, that is frightening.
I think I've mentioned the story on the show once or twice or whatever, but I watched Insidious in the movie theaters with my friends, and like driving home, I was like terrified. I looked to my left or right because it's like, oh, this thing's ghost gonna pop out, jump out my face or whatever.
So you won't understand the phenomenon of the Blair Witch Project.
No, but we've talked about that on this show.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
Have you seen the Blair Witch Project?
Bits and pieces.
The brilliance. So
you guys said they marketed it like it was real.
It was
like
marketed.
Yeah.
It was marketed flawlessly.
What was going on?
It was probably, I don't know this for sure, but it was probably the first, what we would call today, a viral marketing campaign.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it just got like, we went to see it and there were so many shows. They were like, you can't get in. We just built another showing. It starts at a different time for you, boy. Starts at 12:10 a.m. And we're like, cool, we'll take it. We get there. We have seats like in the second row and we're looking up at that screen. And the brilliance of that movie was, it was all your imagination. You never saw anything.
Right.
Like you never saw a witch, a ghost. You never saw anyone get killed. You never saw blood. You never saw anything.
Yeah.
It was 100% your imagination. And it was terrifying. It was absolutely scary because they had spent 2 weeks telling you how scary it was.
Right. And they killed that.
Oh, it was. It
they
was
killed it.
With Soren, they're called found footage movies.
Mm.
Oh, it's terrific.
Yeah, they bodied that. They did a fantastic job with that. I'm trying to think if there's something that would scare me. I don't know. I mean, nothing. No, I don't think there's a movie that'll scare me.
For you, it's like sporting events, like Kyle Williams or something.
There's no game seven on your home floor.
Kyle Williams or not running the football with Cap.
I don't know if movies will now. We get to
this chatty house. The Kings are the scariest franchise.
You get into like the Paranormal Activity TV shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That looks a little crazy.
Oh, but I thought you.
Well, that it's movie? Not called oh. that, but the TV show, where it's like supposed to be real footage. But even then, see, sometimes I'll be getting too smart for my own good to just enjoy the show because I'm like, bro, why we got grainy footage, bro?
If the spirit is here with us, please knock twice.
Come on, man. Why we got grainy footage? Every video that you guys have on here is grainy footage.
It's the Bigfoot
thing. 2025. Nobody's got the iPhone 16. It's just all on the iPhone 3. So that's where I'm like, man, this stuff ain't even real. But it'd be tripping me out. They'd be showing little aliens running across lawns and stuff.
It's the iPhone 17, but yeah. It's fine.
They don't even need the newest one. 16 will be clear, too.
14 might work at this point. Just
they out here shooting with the Nokia.
Oh, man.
Flip phone.
They out here shooting with that flip phone that LeBron had at Monday Night Raw.
The little Keurig coffee machine at our apartment has been starting on its own the last couple of times, so I don't know if that's a ghost or just faulty equipment.
Well, I told you guys what happened one time in my house.
The TV?
Yeah. The TV I don't know what happened. And also, my trauma response is to just go back to sleep.
Well, that's the thing. We just unplugged the Keurig. Ghost might still be there, but you're not making coffee.
Yeah, you're not using my Keurig cups,
yeah,
bro.
No. Yeah.
Like, hey, look, you can make yourself at home. Just don't use my Keurig cups.
Yeah, there's definitely some spirits in our house.
We have definitely heard that your trauma response is to go to sleep.
All right, I'll wake
Kenny, up. Go check what it is. Instant snoring.
No, man, I'm good.
I did go down there and check that one, and there was nothing going on.
What was the one that the house almost burned down, and you just slept through it all?
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Was it a fried turkey?
Yeah, Thanksgiving, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tried to deep fry the turkey.
That's right, yep.
Also, when the...
that was an all-time story when you talked. I think Jazz called in, too.
Yeah.
There was also the time the bird got caught in the propeller in the plane.
Man, you hate birds, bro.
I didn't even do that.
You hate birds. You deep frying them. You're running your airplanes into them and then just knocking them off the top of your house.
I got love for birds.
Remember when Damien was going toe-to-toe with a turkey that one week?
That was classic. Mm. Whatever happened to the little guy?
First of all, wasn't little. second of all, Katie, this is what the internet said to do. You have to throw stuff. You have to scare it so it doesn't come back. And Katie scared it and it didn't come back. The four-year-old would go out there and yell, go away, go away. But, you know, in a four-year-old voice. And then Katie got something and threw it at the turkey.
Oh.
It traveled over the fence and into our neighbor's pool.
Oh, my God.
And the neighbor brought it over like a day or two later. And he was like, hey.
Wait, what?
Is there any chance that this belongs to you? It's like a top piece that goes to the umbrella stand in the pool.
Oh, I thought you meant the turkey.
No, not the turkey.
That's why I'm tripping the whole time.
No, the thing that she threw. And I go, God, this is ours. So I asked the kids, I was like, hey, were you guys throwing this around? And they're like, no. And in my mind, I'm thinking they're not strong enough to throw it that far. And she's like, are you sure? Because this was in our neighbor's yard. And they're like, no. So she watches this whole thing unfold. And then Katie goes, I think I know how it got there. Said, okay. I threw it at a turkey. All right. But it's cool because the turkey, I don't care what you threw at it, it didn't come back. That thing was terrorizing us. You laugh if you want to.
I don't want nothing to do with no turkey.
That thing was turkeys terrorizing
on the side of the side of the freeway on my exit.
I know that dude going to be back, too.
Do we know where the turkeys come from? I moved to Sacramento. I was like, oh, they got turkeys here.
No, they're all over Sac State's campus, too.
That's what I'm saying. Used to they're work at the American that, River, where
I
used
the station I used to work at. When you drive down that street by 160, there could be
there could be anything.
Well, I don't know. They might not be there anymore. They could have been deep fried at this point. But 10 years ago, there was nothing but turkeys out there. Legit, there'd be two dozen just walking around.
Oof. That's a big bird, too.
Yeah, them jokers are not small.
Yeah, it's a big bird. You kind of, I can't speak for everybody, but, you know, it felt like they weren't that big because of Thanksgiving dinner. It's like, oh, it's not a, man, those things in real life, that's a big bird right there. Oof. I went to the pumpkin patch this weekend and saw a pig, a horse, a goat, two goats, actually.
Okay.
And two cows and a baby calf.
I think it's called a farm.
Well, it was at the pumpkin patch, though.
Did you carve pumpkins yet?
No, we didn't carve them yet.
Carved them last night.
Yeah. Everything's still intact?
Yep. I'm experiencing a lot of things for the very first time. Never did pumpkin carving before.
Ordered the right amount of pumpkins, not 500 pumpkins instead of five.
Okay. Now, that's funny. No, thankfully, my mom took them to the pumpkin patch like a couple weeks ago to get their pumpkins.
Nice. And
they're really into the Thriller video right now, which is very exciting.
This is Thriller.
I used to be scared when Michael turned into the werewolf. I would be terrified. Morgan, not even scared. She just sat there. She's just like, this is just so cool. Can you start it over? Like before the dancing starts, she's like, can you start it over? I want to watch that again. That's so concerning, man.
Well, no, it's just now there's like real things that are scary. It's like you go back, it's like, oh, this is like some dude in makeup. It's fine.
Yeah, she was not fazed by it at all. at all.
Mm. Oh, by the way, real quick, one more entertainment note. I found after a quick Google search, they did show Wilson's face on the show, but it was by accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I wondered if they like showed it on the last episode. Like,
that's what I thought
too,
but they didn't. And it was literally an accident. It's hard to explain, but there was something going on in his yard and there was like four or five people there and they were talking to those people. The one person that they were talking to was in front of Wilson. So you still weren't supposed to see his face, but the guy leans forward a little bit. And Wilson doesn't move with him, and you can see his face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some random episode in season three.
Which like, probably doesn't matter, like, whatever year that show aired.
Yeah.
But now in the era of the internet, you can find the clip.
Yep.
You can find it, yep. Because I remember seeing something, like, when they would, because you know how, like, TV shows, they'd introduce, like, we saw it on, like, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where they'd be like, James Avery is Uncle Phil. Mm-hmm. He would come out with, like, a fence thing. Covering his face like this.
I do remember seeing
for the that. And I don't know if he just did it for that particular episode that they knew what they were filming that part.
Yeah,
but yeah, he would just hold the fence up to his face to the live audience, which I thought was funny.
Good stuff.
Still better than talking about the Kings.
Well,
at least for some of you,
got the defending champs tonight.
Yeah, man. With
and
no
OKC,
no Chet. Obviously, no J Dub. James said someone else was out. Was it Isaiah?
Isaiah Joe. But
I'm expecting
AJ Mitchell still there. Aaron Wiggins what's his name? Aaron Wiggins, right?
That's right.
Aaron Wiggins still there. SGA still there. Caruso's coming back, so they'll be fine.
We have spent a lot of time talking about Domantas Sabonis today, and with all of that. In about 2 hours, I'm expecting Domantas Sabonis to have a much bigger game than we've seen so far this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.